This is Money News Small Business with Prue McSwain on 2GB 873.
2GB.
It's 6 minutes to eight. Well, 9 years ago, a secondary school teacher decided to start a hobby business with her husband, and they were both animal lovers, and they noticed a dramatic increase in Australia's commitment to their pets. And this is how the germ of their business was formed. They established Happy House Sitters, a service that allows pets to stay in their own environment while their owners are away. And they also find sitters to mind the home and the pets rent-free, so those sitters can save for a house themselves. It's a fantastic idea. And I have Ruth Myers joining us now to tell us about it. Ruth, this is now Australia's largest house sitting site, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations. That's one.
Thank you very much.
What made you think this business would fly?
Well, back when we started the business, my husband and I were actually in the market of doing some house sitting ourselves, and we had a look around to see what was available. And it was my husband who actually said, I think I can do this better. And so the journey began.
So how do you make the revenue?
Well, Happy House Sitters has two databases, the database of homeowners and the database of house sitters. So house sitters are searching for a suitable sit through our extensive list of homeowners. And they might be looking for short or medium or long-term accommodation solutions, ranging for reasons for saving on rent or holidaying or visiting friends or family or for whatever reason. So although the homeowner is listing free, the house sitter pays us a fee to sit on our books, which gives them 12 months access to our database.
It's a great idea. Now, once you'd come up with this concept, how'd you go about promoting the business and generating awareness so you could either get your database up and also get the customers?
Well, we became aware that the promotion needed to be towards the homeowners so that we had lots of sits for our house sitters to choose from. And so we promote our business by maintaining and monitoring our presence on Google AdWords. We attend events. So most recently we attended the RSPCA Million Paw Walk, which I'm not sure if you're
familiar. Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And the other active marketing we do to promote the business is working with a group of business alliances. So that means that I'm visiting pet industry businesses and creating a business alliance with them. So they very kindly promote our business by placing our business magnets on their sort of front desk. So whether it's a pet shop or a vet or groomers, pet specialty store, etc. And in return for that, they've got a link on our website.
It's brilliant. So you've really capitalised on a changing social trend, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I think Australian Bureau of Statistics says something like 60% of Australian households have pets. And not only that, with the drop in birth rate, some households have pets as children and very lavished upon, and they would much prefer when going away to have their pet in their own home.
Brilliant idea, Ruth. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Ruth Myers. And we can read more about it or seek more information about Happy House Sitters from their website, which is happyhousesitters.com.au. So very inspirational and a fantastic
Thank you very
idea.
Much, Ruth.
My pleasure.
You.
Bye, Ruth.
Okay. Bye-bye.